This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 387 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. May corn, 395 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. July corn, 402 and three quarters, up 4 and a half. March soybeans, 990 and a half, up 6 and three quarters. May soybeans, 994 and three quarters, up 8. July soybeans, 10, up 8 and a half. March wheat, 533, up 11 and three quarters. May wheat, 529 and a quarter, up 9 and a half. July wheat, 532 and a quarter, up 9 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Friday afternoon. The lower value of the U.S. dollar and positive export news helped to lift grain prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 to 7 cents at 361 to 376. Soybean bids were 7 to 12 cents stronger at 960 to 984. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 4 to 5 higher at 360 to 384, with soybean bids up 6 to 7 cents at 968 to 995. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 4 higher at 368 to 385, soybeans up 6 to 7 cents at 970 to $10 even, and the wheat bids were 10 to 13 stronger at 435 to 511. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 cents higher at 996 to 1010, with basis steady range from 6 to 20 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $352.30 to $364.30 per ton, up $1.80, with basis steady range from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 cents stronger at 388 to 394, with basis steady range from 1 to 7 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 377 to 384, with basis down a penny ranging from 10 under to 3 under the March. Soybeans ended 5 to 7 cents higher at 995 to 1007, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 5 to 17 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 6 higher at 403 to 406. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 6 to 7 cents with quotations at 1027 to 1028. Soft wheat up 12 to 15 at 533 to 543, and Milo ended 4 to 5 higher at 447 to 463. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 369 to 388, new crop soybean bids at 915 to 931. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 377 to 388, new crop soybean bids at 927 to 946. And in southern Illinois today, new crop corn bids range from 378 to 388. New crop soybean bids on Friday range from 913 to 941. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 491 up to 520. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 160 up 90 cents. April live cattle, 153.22 up $2.10. June live cattle, 146.02 up $2.15. March feeder cattle, 203.85 up $3.55. April feeder cattle, 203.25 up $2.95. May feeder cattle, 202.52 up $2.17. February lean hogs, 62.07 up 12 cents. April lean hogs, 66.02 up $1.52. May lean hogs, 76.12 up $1.47. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 13th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 23 cents higher in the range of 48 to 57.75. with the weighted average carcass price of $56.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are 28 to 34, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 35, 5 to 6 weights 33 to 38, and 600 weights and up were 35 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Sow, on the Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 38 to 41. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,390 head. And from the Carthage Livestock Auction, they had a feeder cattle sale with receipts of 560 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 240 to 260, five weights were 226 to 258, and six weights were 215 to 248. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 211 to 228, five weights were 200 to 228, and six weights were 196 to 214.50. Now moving on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 332 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 159.75 to 165. Select and choice were 155 to 159.50. Choice slaughter heifers were 159 to 166.75, with select and choice at 155 to 159. And the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 160 to 162, and on a dress basis, 255 to 258. Heifers on a live basis traded at 158 to 162, and on a dress basis traded at 255. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 259 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.13, and that was 4 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $237.68, that was $1.42 lower, with select carcasses at $233.95, that was $1.24 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 105,000. That compared to 110,000 last week and 111,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 425,000. That compared to 423,000 last week and 422,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
We could be seeing action on state-level transportation funding this year. Midwest Truckers Association President Don Schaefer says he's currently optimistic about funding rules being passed.
Well, I mean, I think we're finally getting some sort of solid leads or whatever you want to call it in terms of what direction that people are interested in going in terms of transportation funding. A lot of groups have put forth some proposals. House Speaker Michael Madigan has indicated that he is interested in carrying some sort of transportation funding proposal during this session. That in itself is a sign at least that the state's going to do something, because Washington doesn't seem to be too interested in coming out with a proposal that's going to be more long-term with their transportation reauthorization. So on the state level, no indication yet from the governor, but there has been proposals that are now coming out talking about raising the motor fuel tax, maybe trying to capture vehicle registration fees on those vehicles that are electric or, you know, don't buy gas so they don't pay any motor fuel tax. There's also a lot of discussion about, before you raise the taxes, we're going to stop the diversion of money. You know, when you pay motor fuel tax, you think all your money goes to pay for roads and bridges, but it doesn't. They sweep hundreds of millions of dollars every year out of either a sales tax or the motor fuel tax, money that doesn't go for roads and bridges. So the idea there is, first, let's get our house in order before we raise taxes. And if they want to raise taxes, then take care of these other issues first. And then do it. you know, people are saying, well, you know, is the governor reform-minded? Is this on his high list of things to do? We really don't know yet. You know, we're hoping he is. You know, we've talked about it from the standpoint. We hope there is interest on the governor's part, at least in looking at this issue.
Well, hopefully something will get done with the transportation funding. I mean, it's been how many years since things have been done in the state level with it?
Well, we're talking 20 plus years in you know, two decades where we before, you know, since we've had this issue even moved on. I mean, you know, we're motor fuel tax in Illinois. It's about average. It's not, you know, it used to be we were one of the highest ones in the country. Now we're either in the middle or we're on the lower half because we haven't dealt with this in over 20 years. The problem is that motor fuel tax revenue collections have not gone up. Sure, there's more cars on the road, but the cars get better fuel mileage, and thus it's stayed pretty even this whole time, you know, the whole time. And the problem there is that the cost of road construction has gone way up. So, you know, we're playing a losing game right now unless we do something about our funding issue.
Schaefer also wanted to warn everyone to be extra safe on the roads as most of our listening area digs its way out of a recent snowfall.
Well, you know, this is really the first, depending on, you know, where you're listening, you know, right now. I mean, if you're down south of St. Louis, you've had a couple of good storms. But surprisingly, if the farther north you've gone this winter, the less snow you've had. And, you know, sometimes it's sloppy snow, which goes away real quick. It's easy to plow and get rid of. You know, today it's cold out there and we've got a real powdery snow. So it's not easy to clean off the pavement. And it did come down pretty quick. So but it's blowing and not drifting as much, but blowing. And a lot of trucks are picking up a lot of snow and creating whiteout conditions either on the interstate or on the state highways and everything. So use your head a little bit. Be careful out there because we're seeing really the first, I think, significant snow for this area that we've had this year. And, you know, you always get a kick out of it because, you know, you got people putting down the road being safe. And then you got a guy who's got his brand new four-wheel drive, thinks it's going to save him all over the place. And he's going to go flying by and, you know, maybe in the ditch, you know, half a mile down the road because you can't see the road. It's a little difficult. But, no, be careful out there. Keep your distance between the vehicle in front of you. Be cognizant of the fact that the brakes only work so much. If you feel like you're going to slide out of the, you're going to start swerving on the turn or you're losing control of the vehicle, take your foot off the gas. Don't slam on the brake. You know, try to steer into the turn, and hopefully you can regain control. The thing people don't realize is that modern-day cars have ABS, anti-lock brake systems. ABS does the work for you. You don't have to put your foot through the floorboard to get the brakes to work. Anti-lock brake systems are great. They pulse, and they help you control your braking and help you control your steering. So, you know, be careful out there. It's going to be cold all week, so it's not going to melt and go away. So, you know, be careful out there. You know, think about it. A couple weeks, it's going to start warming up. This time of the year, be considerate, though, if you're driving on a lot of those country roads. A lot of those country roads have seasonal postings on them right now because of the fact that we do have that freeze-thaw cycle going on. The sun's warmer. You know, when the sun does come out, if it comes out, does warm up that pavement, and that's why you see on a lot of local roads, township roads especially, those signs that say, you know, 10-ton weight limit, 5-ton weight limit from January 15th to April 15th or whatever. Please adhere to them because those roadbeds are very fragile right now. You take a heavy truck down one of those roads right now, you'll tear it up and make a mess out of it. So, you know, respect the road, respect your neighbors, the ones who pay to keep that roads up, and everyone will be happy and everyone will be safe. We'll have a good road left when the planting season comes along.
Again, that was president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had a lot of hay, and the market was actually a little stronger. We ended up with 2,229 small squares. The alfalfa was in a price range from 260 to a top of 510. We had 450 bales of that. Ended up with 495 bales of alfalfa orchard grass from 310 to 560. Had 213 bales of really good orchard grass, and it was in a price range from 580 to 620. 306 bales of alfalfa grass mixed, and it was there was 306 bales of that from $3 to $5. We had 700 bales of just mixed grass from $1.80 to $3.50. fed 65 small squares of straw from $1.40. It was some bottom bales, just some pretty nice straw at $2.20 a bale. Ended up with 283 round bales. The alfalfa, we had 17 bales of that. It was 36. We had 57 bales of alfalfa grass from 35 to 40. Had 106 bales of mixed grass from 20 to 39. Most of it was 30 to 35. Ended up 34 reeds canary bales of 23. In the orchard grass round bales, we had 12 of them at 37. Had 42 bales of round bales of straw from 20 up to $30 a bale. And we had 15 bales of clover at $25 per bale. And in the 3x3s, we had a lot of alfalfa this week. We had 220 bales. We had some at 41. Most of it was in a price range from $55 to $61 per bale. We had 10 bales of alfalfa orchard grass at $57 a bale. Had 125 bales of just mixed grass from 39 to 41.
Well, that sounds like you had a great auction this weekend and thankfully got it in before any bad weather hit.
Yeah, we got most of it, got everything done, and most of it went out yesterday. We've got several loads going out of state, and hopefully this weather will clear out and we'll get that moved out in the next day or two.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, if anyone has any questions about the hay auction, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach us anytime at 618-410-4293. And also, I'd like to mention, if there's anybody needing any good alfalfa in 3x3s, that's dairy quality. It's kind of starting to break loose, so we should have an ample supply of that.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.